Julie Moretu, Stadia 3. My paintings grew out of drawing in the beginning. My initial impulse was to develop a language that could communicate different types of narratives. My aim is to have a picture that appears one way from a distance, almost like a city or universe from afar. But then, when you approach the work, the overall image shatters into numerous other pictures, stories, and events. I'm interested in the multifaceted layers of place, space, and time that impact the formation of personal and communal identity. All of this stuff is layered inside me, all these parts of who I am. Two sides of me do battle, the conceptual side and the visual side. I'm really interested in the non-definitive element of abstraction. It never is a black and white situation. It's looking back at who you are as an individual. You're not just this person who's from your own specific experiences, but the collective experience of what makes you who you are because of time. In this work, I was interested in the stadium as a place for sport or entertainment, and in the spectacle of nationalistic frenzy. This kind of container can hold us, yet it can break us down very easily, like when people get smothered to death in the intensity of the crowd. You can feel that tension, and that's part of what makes the stadium so exciting. I started collecting stadium plans, as many as I could, built or unbuilt. I brought them all together in the studio and tried to build one mega stadium out of all those drawings, tying and weaving them together. I also collected different kinds of signage from everywhere I went, street rags, billboards. I wanted to bring nationalist signage, sports signage, street signage, and conflate them into one abstract language, and then have these characters, these kind of riotous drawings, exist within that. In the stadia paintings, it seems like there's this big event occurring that's very orderly and makes a lot of sense, that there will be an outcome that we can either cheer or oppose. But that doesn't really happen. We all come with our constituent identities, and we retain them as we work together and compete in a global arena. We've always had that type of arena as part of who we are.